Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Kenai City Council is set to review an ordinance at its upcoming meeting on May 21st, which proposes adoption of the city's annual budget, salary schedule, and employee classification plan for the fiscal year beginning on July 1st. Key allocations include $22.5 million for the general fund and $10.1 million for special revenue funds such as airport operations, senior services, and water and sewer systems. The proposed budget totals $42.1 million and outlines funding for city operations, internal services, capital projects, and special revenue programs. The ordinance also commits $2.85 million from the city's general fund balance toward future capital improvement projects outlined in the 2026-2030 Capital Improvement Plan. Notable projects in the upcoming year include $1.4 million for municipal roadways improvements and $1.2 million for airport upgrades. The public is invited to review the full budget document online or in person at the city clerk's office and provide input during the May 21st meeting at Kenai City Hall. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. The legislature has overridden Governor Dunleavy's veto on House Bill 57. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
And so by a vote of 46 yeas to 14 nays, the joint legislative session has overridden the governor's veto of House Bill 57.
The Alaska legislature has officially overridden Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of House Bill 57, restoring a major boost to public school funding. In a joint session Tuesday morning, lawmakers reached the required two-thirds majority to override the veto, delivering a $700 increase to the base student allocation, plus added support for student transportation and classroom reforms. The override comes a day after the governor rejected the bill, saying it lacked the game-changing policies he wanted, including expanded charter school options and open enrollment. But education leaders said the veto would have caused immediate harm.
If this veto stands, in the absence of a special session, we can't wait until next January. The destruction will have been done.
That was Tom Claymire, president of NEA Alaska. Kenai Peninsula Superintendent Clayton Holland added at the time,
"This year, I think more than any year, it's stressful because of where we are in the state with funding, right? And so, yeah, I think it's more stressful than normal."
Though the override restores the funding increase, the governor still has the power to issue line item vetoes in the state budget. Reversing those would require a tougher three-quarters vote. This year's legislative session ends on Wednesday. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A new combined air rewards loyalty program will be launched when Alaska Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines merge. The merger between the two airlines was approved last year. Hawaiian Airlines addressed customers' concerns that their reward miles might disappear during the merger. Officials say all Hawaiian miles will be retained in the new program. The removal of DEI references is the hot topic at public meetings with the University of Alaska Board of Regents. Faculty members and graduate students were among those who spoke out at a board meeting Monday night. One grad student said removing references to diversity, equity, and inclusion does not reflect the values of those of us in the UA community, and that it makes a lot of folks feel very unsafe and unwelcome. An assistant psychology professor said a grant aimed at treatment for suicidal and traumatized Alaska Native teens and families was canceled due to DEI language. The assistant added that she's, quote, "trying to revise my entire 200-page grants to remove any, quote, DEI language," end quote. The Board of Regents is scheduled to hold a full meeting tomorrow and Thursday on the Fairbanks campus. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.